You're listening to the StudyClix podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to the StudyClix podcast. We are back for a new year, 2022, and we have lots of exciting episodes coming up this year, don't we, Nessa?
We do. This is the first episode of 2022, and I think it can still kind of count as the new year. And you might have had set resolutions that you've already maybe fallen down on. So this isn't resolutions per se, but it's kind of along that theme. This episode is all about habits. So I think we're still on brand with the whole fresh start, new habits, all that kind of a thing. Don't you think?
Yes, although I have to say I'm not personally a huge...
You don't buy into resolutions?
Yeah, they're not really my... They used to be my thing, and I don't really believe in them that much. Or I believe in resolutions 100%, but that they have to happen in New Year seems... It's almost like setting yourself up for failure, because so many people think, New Year, new me. And then...
People pull out pressure on
then,
it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, it gets to February, whatever, and you've fallen out of the habit, and then you feel bad, and then you're like, oh, well, now I have to wait a whole year to try again. It doesn't have to be the New Year where you take up a new habit. You could be listening to this in... May and decide to take up a habit. It's not too late. So, you know, if you want to make a change in your life, then just do it. Don't wait on a certain time of year, because time is a construct.
nothing you know is real.
So this is the philosophy pod with Imre and Nessa, and we
got our degrees over lockdown. We are totally qualified to talk about this.
Yeah, no, just kidding. No. But yeah, so habits, we're talking all about them.
So yeah, basically we'll talk maybe a bit about first about how to break bad habits, but mainly because how to set good habits, why it's good to set habits, and examples of good habits to have as a student who wants to, you know, get on well and be less stressed and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty essential to a successful academic life, I think, to have habits and to have good habits at that. If you're all over the place and don't have any routine or setup, then you have to be a bit of a child genius or something to manage to get on with a very chaotic lifestyle. So it doesn't have to be anything big. It can be small things. It can be easy things, but just things that get you into a routine and make sure that you're balanced and structured and grounded. And yeah, so we're here to help you talk about that today, or help you get set up with it and the best tools to make sure that you keep your habits. Tools to help you break down some bad habits. Yeah.
And we'll talk a bit about what I want to talk about anyway is habits that I've set myself that I felt have really, like, I don't want to say changed my life, but they kind of have changed my life, and how I managed to build those habits and how I feel like they've changed me. And if you wanted to do the same, I'll be sharing those later on. So stay tuned.
Me too. We're also human. We're not coming at this saying that we're the habit experts and we keep all of our habits. We have flaws too, even though we may seem perfect.
That's right. Perfect Percy.
Perfect Percy? Who's that?
You know Perfect Percy. So he's a renowned character. Next point. Let's move on.
Okay.
Don't Google that. It's real.
So first of all, why are we talking about good habits and keeping habits and setting up good habits? What's the point? Like I was saying briefly before, it will help you focus a lot more, which is such an important thing when you're a student. If you don't have focus and your head is all over the place, it's not a good place to be, and it's not a good place to start studying if you're sort of coming at this from a beginner's perspective. Having focus in your life and having these habits and structure and good routines, they will result hopefully in better marks and performance. You'll also just feel so much better, you know?
There's when people come to me at the start of the school year and they're like, okay, I want to like set a good routine for studying. I want to be on top of it this year. The top advice or the top tip that I always give is that studying, if you make regular studying a part of your routine, it'll become a habit and it'll become natural. Like, that's what's so good about habits, is that, you know, most people, if you talk to any student right now and they're like, oh, talking about studying, and like, oh, I have to study, and oh, I forgot to study, and oh, I need to study, it always comes with this little bit of dread of something that, oh, yes, I must make time for that later kind of a thing. But if you make studying as part of a habit for you, something that you do regularly, it's something you don't even need to think about. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's just part of my routine. And it becomes just less of a chore. It's not something you dread either. So if that's something that you would want to do, keep listening for tips on how to build that habit.
Yeah, and it will just help you be more stable. Like, think of your friends. Everyone has a stable friend, usually, right? You have at least one person who you look at and you're like, wow, they're just
look how grounded. Stable they are.
They know what they're doing. They're so stable. I wish I was that. That could be you too. You don't have to pursue this life of chaos and thrown togetherness. Having the structures and having a grounded way of life with good habits will make you less stressed and less anxious. You don't want to be stressed and anxious. There are enough things already causing that in your current life, probably due to the pandemic and due to leaving cert coming up or whatever you're studying for. So just, there's no downside to having good habits. It's an all round benefit to have in your life.
Indeed. Do you want to talk a bit about, maybe get it out of the way, how to break any bad habits that students might have?
Yeah, so how to break a bad habit. It's not easy, and again, it's a note to everything we're saying here, is don't punish yourself if you don't get it right, if you don't succeed straight away. But one of the tips that a lot of people give is to try and eliminate whatever is triggering the bad habits. So, like, first of all, you need to identify your bad habits. If you're being ignorant towards them, then nothing's going to change. Maybe make a list of all of the things you want to stop doing that you think are detrimental to your study or your life. Things, for example, maybe going on Snapchat in the middle of study when you know you shouldn't, or getting distracted some other way, or going to bed too late, or drinking too much coffee and not being able to sleep. There's a couple of different things. Obviously, everyone is different. Try to come up with your own list of what you don't want to keep doing and you know is a bad thing. And then whatever is triggering that bad habit, that's what you're trying to remove from your life. Like, for example, like I was saying earlier, if you're always on your phone or you're getting notifications, or you, every time you put down, like I used to always do this where I would treat myself after writing a sentence or finishing a paragraph in an English essay or something, whereas I should have just kept going, but my brain was like, okay, you deserve a little break now. So then that's when I'd pick up my phone, and then 20 minutes later I realize I've been on my phone for 20 minutes. So that was a bad habit. I shouldn't have had my phone in the room in the first place. Or if you do need your phone in the room, then turn off your notifications for that app, or turn on do not disturb mode, whatever settings you have in your phone. But the point is that I knew what was causing the bad habit. It was having my phone on, it was having the notifications on, it was not having them muted, but I didn't do anything about it. So you have to be a little bit strict with yourself and disciplined if you do want to make these changes. But the main thing is to find what is actually triggering the bad habit and cutting it at the source, essentially.
Yeah, I think the key to breaking a bad habit as well is replacing that habit with something else. So like, whenever you feel yourself going to do that thing, you just do something else instead, and it kind of fills the gap. Something that I'm trying to do right now, because I am like trying to be a better person, or just try to be more in control. For the Cyclics podcast, I'm constantly looking up stuff on how to be more productive and all this, and it can be difficult. But something that I am trying to do is not be watching screens too late at night. I'm trying to replace that with reading. I've been shocking at reading the past few years. I used to love reading as a child, really, really into books, and now I've just been watching like loads of Netflix episodes before bed, scrolling through my phone, and then it's like lights out. So like, the last thing I see before I close my eyes at night is just like hours of screen time. So what I'm currently in the process of doing is just, instead of watching that episode, I'm reading 3 chapters of a book instead, and then it's lights out. So it's not like, instead of watching Netflix, I'm just sitting staring into space and hoping that I feel sleepy. I've replaced the bad habit, the Netflix, with books. Something I tried to do as well, because I had an eye test recently and my eyesight is getting progressively worse, and the optician was kind of shaming me into like, so how often do you be looking at screens? And I'm like, do you look at screens before you go to sleep? So yeah, nothing like a bit of guilt from an optician.
I think you should still watch things even if your eyes are bad.
I still watch them, I just won't watch them right before I go to sleep.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, and I'm getting blue light in my new pair of frames. You know that blue light thing for screens?
Apparently that's a myth.
Oh, for God's sake, I spent like €20 on it. Why didn't you tell me that before I ordered my new glasses?
I could have sworn I did tell you that, but anyway.
Oh, great.
Well, maybe it's not. If anyone's listening and they have the blue light filter and they think it's great, then good for you. I think I just saw a TikTok once that said it was a myth, but maybe I shouldn't believe everything I see on TikTok.
Welcome to the Cyclist Podcast. We bust myths now.
Just for clarification, I don't believe everything I see on TikTok. I believe I actually did look up some articles after seeing that TikTok to confirm it. I don't want to go making these broad claims against blue filter in case someone from the blue filter company comes after me.
Eber also thinks that you swallow 8 spiders in your sleep at night.
Okay, anyway, the point is that you should replace a bad habit with something else, which is a great point.
I made it 10
what I
minutes
wanted to
ago.
Say is, what I wanted to say was that I said it again earlier, but don't be too hard on yourself. I think when people try to break habits or when people try to start new ones, they go for this very much all or nothing mindset and think, I have to be amazing at this straight away. It has to work for me straight away. Otherwise, I failed. And you're never going to...
You set yourself up for failure that way, yeah.
Yeah, you might succeed, but then ultimately, there's things are going to come in the way that will make it hard to keep the habit going all the time. So you have to allow yourself for some slip-ups, for days where you just go back into the old habit. As long as you're staying focused on the long-term goal and you're not giving up just because you failed once or twice, then you're doing fine. Don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself time to make the right habit. There was a study when I was doing research for this, I was reading about one study where they surveyed a ton of people and studied a ton of people to see how long it took them to stick to a habit or to really form one. And it was anywhere between 18 and 254 days. So I know that seems like a lot of time, but it's different for everyone. And just because you don't start it immediately or get into it immediately does not mean that you won't eventually. So stick with it. Allow yourself some slip ups. You're doing great.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree with starting small and gradually building on it. And something to do as well is just if you find yourself straying from the habit a bit or it's getting a bit difficult, just remind yourself of why you wanted to start this habit in the first place, what were the benefits you were going to get from it. Basically, just to remind yourself how that habit aligns with your goals. And I think that will help you keep it up when you might find yourself tripping up a bit. But again, like what Emer said, if you don't have to be perfect every single day to set a habit, that can be unrealistic. Like, just remind yourself that you're human and you're allowed to make mistakes and you can start over and it's no big deal.
So personally, I am currently trying to build a habit to do these back exercises.
Oh, yes.
Because my back is, I have this crazy mat that I use to try and help my back. And
many people don't know this, but Emer is 76.
The next podcast will be on my secret to youth and it's staying useful. Okay, so over Christmas I got this mat that's going to try and help my back, and you have to stick with it and it's not that fun to do, and I want to give up some evenings or just not do it. You're supposed to do it every day, and what I do is I remind myself I don't want to keep having a bad back. I want to get over this, so I'm just going to put up with it. So, like, I try to do it before bed, and sometimes I'm just like, oh, I just want to get into bed, like I just don't want to do this. But then I'm like, okay, but think about how much better your life would be if you get this back thing sorted.
So
I mean, I'm not saying this, the math thing might help it, I might need something else, but the point is that what keeps me doing my habit is reminding myself why I'm doing it in the first place. So for you guys as students, it might be something like you're building a habit of making sure you make a study plan every day. And if you don't feel like doing it that day, then remind yourself that if you don't do it, then you'll be slightly less organized. That could have an effect on your study, which could have an effect on your marks, and your goal ultimately is to get a certain amount of points or to get into a certain course. So always just keep in mind the end goal and why these habits are good for you. And that might be seem a little, that example is a bit far removed, I guess, but apply it to your own situation and have those reminders in your head when you feel like you don't want to do it.
Will we move on then? That's how to break any bad habits you have. Will we move on to how to build the good ones that you want to make?
Let's do it.
Right, so the first thing we have on the list here is start small and realistic. And the example that I give here when I'm giving out my tips at the start of the year when people want to build good study routines is students ask me, like, I'm a Leaving Cert student, how many hours should I be studying a day? 4 or 6? And I'm like, if you go right out the gap and like, right, I'm going to start studying 4 hours every day after doing 0 hours every day before this, like, it's just, that's very difficult. And so start small. And the example I would give is, right, bearing in mind that you probably get a lot of homework even at this stage now, if you're listening to this in January. Well, at any stage of the year, you're probably always getting homework. So yeah, you do your homework every night because you have to do that, I'm sorry. And but then say, okay, I'm going to start my studying routine now. When I have my homework finished, I'm going to study for 5 minutes. And start that on a Monday and say, okay, every day this week, when my homework is finished, I'm going to study for 5 minutes. And it'll just be something simple like, go back over what I learned in maths this today. Do one maths question that doesn't take longer than 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes, right? Anyone can do anything for 5 minutes. Then, okay, let's double that. Let's study for 10 minutes. And you do that and you're slowly, slowly building this habit. You can build it up to 15. You'll build it up to a half an hour. You can build it up to an hour. And doing it this way means that you are kind of naturally incorporating studying as part of your kind of evening routine after school when you finish your homework. It just becomes normal to you. You don't have to think about studying. It's not something that you're like, oh, I dread this. It's because you slowly built up this habit and you were realistic from the beginning that you were able to maintain it and grow it. And I think that is so important.
Yeah, definitely. You, again, are setting yourself up for failure if you try to be too ambitious. Everyone wants to be able to achieve something immediately and see the results, but that's unfortunately not how life works. So. Yeah. Keep it small, keep it realistic, and then build up to your end goal with the habit. Yeah, if you find that you failed with something in the past, try this method instead. Pick up the same habit again and just make it smaller. Make yourself go easy on yourself and make it easy. Make the habit easy is one of the biggest tips that's out there for habits. Because if it's easy, then you'll do it. So yeah. You can make it harder over time, but just start off making it really easy. And you'll get a lot of satisfaction from having a good habit. And then you'll sort of crave that reward that you're getting from the habit. So once you get into the flow of having it, then it's much easier to build it up into something more difficult. So yeah, start small, easy and realistic is the takeaway.
That is the takeaway.
Yeah. A big tip out there as well for building good habits is to quote unquote stack your habits. And what stacking your habits is trying to incorporate a new habit into the things that you already do. So if it's, I don't know, for me, for example, I am a language learner, languages in college, and I, as anyone who learns a language knows, it's very easy to lose that language if you don't practice it. And
yeah,
I don't want to lose that any of my languages. And so what I wanted to start as a habit was to listen to podcasts in the languages that I'm learning. But what I started off doing was I just didn't have any structure throughout my day where I would listen to these. I was just like, oh, you know, when I think of it, I'll listen to a French podcast. And I got nowhere with it. My French deteriorated, things were bad. And then what I started doing instead was like, how can I introduce these podcasts into like other things that I'm doing throughout the day anyway, other habits that I already have? So for example, in the morning, I like to do some stretches and a couple of yoga poses. And why don't I just listen to a podcast while I'm doing that? So that's when I listen to my Irish podcast in the mornings when I wake up. And then on my lunch break, I go for a walk and I listen to my German podcast. And then in the evenings when I'm cooking dinner, that's when I listen to my French podcast. So there are these three habits that I have every day that I'm already doing, that I'm already not thinking about. And then this new habit that I wanted to build, I'm just stacking that on top of the other habits. So I don't really have to think about it. I just have to remember to do it when I'm starting the other ones. And it's so much easier to just listen to them now because I'm not forgetting about it because it is really easy. I think that's a big thing with the habit. It's not really that people don't want to do it. You can forget about it so easily. So yeah, stacking your habits with things that you already do is a really big thing that will help.
Yeah, it's interesting actually that you mentioned about going on the walk. I think like podcasts and walking are just such a good duo. They really do go hand in hand. Like walking could be something that you're doing anyway. And generally you might listen to music and it's just so easy to throw on a podcast. and you're not thinking about the walk, you're listening to podcasts, you're taking it in. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably doing a language in school, whether it's French or Spanish or German or Italian. There's so many podcasts out there. There's like the Duolingo one you might listen to, the coffee break ones. Just throw that on while you're going for a walk, and that might be a habit that you have every day, is to get 20 minutes of exercise. You weren't kind of incorporating any study things in with that before. Now you can do that now. It's on top of it. Another podcast that you can look forward to, actually, is we have some exciting StudyClicks podcasts in the pipeline that aren't this style of StudyClicks podcast that you're listening to right now, where it's just back and forth between me and Emer. It's similar to the Othello podcast that we did there a couple of months ago, where an expert teacher was just giving an analysis of his notes on Macbeth. That's something that, because it was all in audio form, it's not something you have to sit down and read. You can go out for a walk, you can clean your room, all while you're learning. So we have more of those coming up, so that's something to look out for.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere that also trying to get your habits out of the way in the morning is good. I think we talked about that in our last podcast, that it was the Christmas one where we talked about getting your study out of the way. I think the mind just tends to be freshest in the morning and has that go get 'em attitude. So if you have particular habits that you want to get started, try seeing can you fit them into your morning routine. Most people will have some sort of morning routine, whether it's making their bed or having breakfast or brushing their teeth. There's at least about a 20 minute, half an hour time frame in everyone's morning where they're just sort of doing various tasks. And if it's easy for you to stick in your earphones and listen to audio notes, listen to a YouTube video that's explaining some topic that you learned, think about it. It's a really easy thing to try and incorporate. It's not like you're using additional time, because that time is already being used on those other tasks, but you're just sort of passively also starting and keeping this habit.
Yeah. So now that we've talked about habits, how to break the bad ones, how to build the good ones, now I suppose we should talk about the habits that you should have as a student, or that we recommend you have. You don't have to do these. We just think it would be good stuff that we can't come up with, stuff that we might have done as students, or stuff that we wish we did as students. So I'll just have a list here of habits that I think every student should have. The first one I have here is get some fresh air every day, if you can. If it's absolutely miserable outside, you don't need to make yourself stand out in the rain. But just get your fresh air, get some fresh air every day, whether that's, you know, if you're outside for lunch, that's grand, or a 20 minute walk. It's just so beneficial. Just that the moderate exercise as well is good for pumping the oxygen around the body, keeping your body healthy, keeping your mind healthy, or your brain healthy, I should say. Good for studying. Make sure you get up, walk around, get that fresh oxygen to your brain. It won't do you any harm, I'll tell you that much. So maybe I'll just like list out the rest of my things, because I feel like they're pretty self-explanatory. Another tip that I have is to take up reading. I mean, goes without saying, if you're doing English in school, which you probably are, I think everyone has to do it, we always say reading more, writing more, that's going to help you with English. So definitely coming back to building the habit, try read maybe a chapter of a book every day. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't need to be any Shakespeare. It could be something very simple, something, just make sure it's something you enjoy. It's not too hard to read. The next one comes back to my own one, is to try not to be on your phone before bed. And this ties back into the sleep thing, that we think sleep is so important for students, and so many students don't get enough sleep. So if this is kind of mainly if you're having a lot of trouble getting to sleep, try to build a habit where you're not on your phone before bed. And that could tie into my previous point, where you're reading instead. Another habit that you should have, and this is one of my own ones that I just started doing. I wasn't in school when I picked these up, and I wish I was, I wish I did do these when I was school, because they just improved my life so much now from like a productivity perspective. But the next step I have is doing the things that you dread, or that kind of hang in the back of your mind all day. Do those things in the morning. It was like what Eber was saying earlier, the morning is just a great time to do it, because you're not thinking about them for the rest of the day, you already have it out of the way. So I accept that this is not for everyone, but I would actually recommend, because this is what I wish I had done in school, I would recommend getting up an hour earlier than you normally do for school, and doing something with that hour. So this is a habit myself that I actually kind of fell into by accident. I was working in London, and I just joined a gym, and there was all the good classes I wanted to go to were before work. So I was just like, I'll just get up an hour earlier and go to the gym. And I just started doing that every day, and it was, don't get me wrong, waking up at 6:30 in my case, now you don't have to get up at 6:30, was absolutely terrible.
But good for you, continue.
Yeah, no, like it is tough, like, and I'm by no means a morning person, but I just found that after a while I was just like, that feels amazing. Like, I really like coming into work and like the start of the day. And I used to I took up jogging when I was in TY, and I always did it after school. And I remember that while I enjoyed finishing a run, I never liked starting one, and I would be hanging my mind in the back of my mind at school going, oh, I have to go for a run later, because it was just something that I wanted to do. Whereas I kind of wish I told myself, like, look, go to bed an hour earlier and then wake up an hour earlier and do it before your breakfast. Like, I would have taken that dread away from me, and I think it would have been worth it.
That's true. You do your workouts every morning.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, how it's do you like... do that? I used to be a morning person. I still am a somewhat morning person. It's not like I sleep in until 11 or anything, but I just am not good at getting up for 7:30.
That's what I'm saying now, is I just started doing this when I was living in London, and by the time I came home, it was fully a habit, to the point that if I woke up and I didn't do it, I felt off for the rest of the day.
Wow.
So it's something that, like, I like, even when I wake up now, I wake up at like 7 a.m., which is an hour earlier than I need to wake up, and I do my exercise. I, even though it's horrible waking up because it's still dark at this hour, but it's just, it's so natural for me now. It's part of my routine. It's basically, I am kind of the mind that if I didn't do it at this time, I'd never do it, kind of a thing. So I, like Emer says, Emer's kind of counteracting this, is that it's not for her. I totally understand that this isn't for everyone. But if it's something that you think you could manage and you find that doing stuff that you dread.
You know what? It could easily be for me if it wasn't dark in the mornings. I would have no problem getting up early in the morning if my bedroom was bright in the mornings, but it's not. It's like horrible and dark and cold, and that's why I don't want to get up. I have no problem with the morning otherwise. And I agree with you, like, I totally know that feeling of having your thing done in the morning and still having so much of the morning left. You feel so great, and like, I don't know, even if the weather isn't that nice, it just feels brighter somehow, because your brain is just tricked into thinking that you're having a good day.
Yeah.
So it is a really good way to start the day. I just wish it was brighter in the mornings.
Although it's right now, I'm up in Dublin, so I joined the gym a couple of months ago, and I cycled to the gym, and when I've been cycling home from the gym the past few weeks, I've been watching the sunrise. Aww. So that's very nice. I mean, it's dark when you get up, but you get that lovely sunrise reward.
Sunrises,
so think
great
about that, Emer.
They are great. To be fair, I did do a walk the other morning at the sunrise, and it was great, and I loved it a lot. So it just depends.
Yeah, to remind you again, this doesn't necessarily apply to exercising. It could be studying as well. You could just get up an hour early and study for, like, you might maybe do some light, don't go straight into it, maybe some light meditation or yoga first, then study for like 30 minutes, and then maybe read for another bit, you know, just stuff that you know you'll feel really good about and that'll make you feel together. And then you have your whole day at school, and when you come home from school, you're like, oh well, I kind of have taken less pressure off myself to do stuff after school now, because I was so productive in the morning before school. I totally get it if you don't want to sacrifice your sleep. Every minute in the morning means everything to you. But if it's something you think you'd like to do, being productive in the morning, I honestly couldn't recommend it enough. I think it has changed my life. Oh, and another point I would actually make, I forgot to put this in my list, but this came along with, I just came across this ad for like a mission alarm clock, and I just downloaded it. It's like, yeah, I'm bad at waking up in the morning. And I think this alarm app has changed my life. I've actually mentioned it on the StudyClicks Instagram and stuff a few times and tried to get other people on this buzz. But basically, it's like an alarm that makes you do activities before you can turn it off. It's not a simple touch the button. Because those alarms just don't work on me. Like, I'm too sleepy, I turn them off and I go straight back to bed, or like I doze for another bit, and I never feel good about that. So I have an alarm. I took a picture of my bathroom sink and I uploaded it to the app, and like the app can recognize that picture. So when my alarm goes off, I have to get up and take a picture of my bathroom sink, and then it turns off. Now, you can mute it. Whenever I describe this to people, they're like, Nessa, that sounds like a nightmare. You can mute the alarm for like a minute, and then it turns off. It's grand. I honestly think that alarm app turned me into a morning person. I used to hate that dozing, and then I'd lie in bed and I'd be on my phone, and I just knew that was bad for me. And now I just get up straight away, and I feel a lot better about myself, and I want people to have that good feeling as well.
But I wake up by I hate aggressive alarms. They terrify me. So I had to download an app that allows me to do nice calm sounds because iPhone doesn't have it for some reason. So aggressive. But so I wake up with nice calming sounds and then I'm usually fine for staying awake. But if I have to like be alerted to something, so I'll go on my phone, and since Wordle has been such a craze, I now go on Wordle every morning, and that's what wakes me up. And once I have my Wordle done, then I get out of bed. So to each their own. That's, you know, funny. Whatever works for you.
I'm regretting doing Wordle too early in the morning. It's over in like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, wow, I have to wait for a whole day for the next one. Why didn't I save
her the
word? I'd
just be thinking about it all day if I didn't do
it. But anyway.
Anyway, was that your list?
There was another thing that I was going to mention. It's just like, I've adapted a new approach to handling things that I get really nervous about. And I just think this isn't so much a habit that it is a mindset, but I thought it would be a good thing because it's a habit I've gotten into, is having this mindset. But I think it's a good one for students to have because there's so much to get nervous about as a student, especially stuff like the oral exams. Like, I don't remember ever being as nervous for anything in my life as I would the oral exams. So basically, and this is something I've only developed in the past 2 years with like doing the StudyClicks podcast and working for StudyClicks, my approach now to getting nervous about things is basically adopting the philosophy, worrying means you suffer twice. It's the notion that, okay, you're dreading this certain thing that you probably can't get out of. This thing is going to happen. If you're thinking and thinking and thinking about it, you're living through it multiple times. Whereas if you can just accept that, okay, that's going to happen, you don't need to think about it right up until it happens. Obviously, if it's something like the oral exams, you know, you have to study and you're going to do lots of preparation. But in terms of the actual thinking about the situation itself, because you place yourself in the scenario and you're trying to imagine yourself in it, your brain is doing that unwillingly. And that's just something that I'm trying to, whenever I find myself doing that, I'm like, you're putting yourself through this more times than you need to when you already have to put yourself through it for real. So yeah, I love that philosophy of worrying means you suffer twice. And another thing that I do when it comes to stuff that I get really nervous for, and we've definitely mentioned this loads of times on the podcast, is I just really focus on immediately after that thing that I'm getting nervous for. So like, for example, on this day that we're recording the podcast, StudyClicks are going live on Instagram, and I just get really nervous about them for absolutely no reason at all. I know there's none, but something about going live, I just, you guys don't know this, but this podcast is heavily edited because myself and Emer like stumble
yes,
over
so
our words so
away
often.
All of our secrets. This is
natural. But it's just, we just have to like, I just have to start over so many times because I keep stumbling over my words. I'm just not built for live presenting. So that's why I get really nervous before the lives. So like, there's one coming up now this evening, and I'm basically saying, right, that's it. That, like, I'm nervous about it, but I'm like, I'm just not thinking about it because it'll happen when it'll happen. And I'm also just told myself that I'm going to watch a movie that I love afterwards. And I'm just focusing on, oh, I'm going to watch that movie and that live will be over and it'll be great. So
what movie are you going to watch?
Shrek.
One or two?
Two, of course.
I know there's a three and a four, but I'm not mentioning them.
They don't exist in my mind. But yeah.
Wonderful.
I just wanted to mention that because it's a philosophy that I didn't have when I was in sixth year.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if I was able to think like that, I think it just would have made a huge difference.
Probably. Yeah, it's a really good thing to know when you're younger. Cool. So that's the end of your list. Will I move on to mine?
Do. Yours is more student-based.
Mine is
kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, mine is student-based. They're sort of things that you as a student should take on if you want to have good habits and you think these things are applicable to your life. If you're not already doing them, if any of them resonate with you, then try to take them on. If they don't sound like your thing, then that's also fine. These are just my suggestions, things that I maybe didn't do always myself, but I wish I'd been the person who would have been able to do them anyway. So the first one is to ask questions. There aren't really any downsides to asking questions. So this can be whether it's in class, whether it's when you're at home and asking some friends something. Don't be afraid to reach out to anyone, especially not your teachers. Your teachers, it's their job to be there for you and to answer your questions. I'm sure a part of them appreciates not being constantly inundated with questions, but within reason, they are totally there for you and can answer any questions. There's no such thing as a bad question, a stupid question. And a lot of the time, we've said this before, if you ask a question, more than likely it's a question that's on someone else's mind and they just don't want to say it. So you'll be helping someone else, you'll not just be helping yourself. Anytime you're in class and you just don't really get why something is happening or why something equals something, put your hand up, ask the question. There's no harm in it.
Yeah, don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. If you're not comfortable asking questions, then make sure to take a note of the thing that you didn't understand and look it up later on Google or YouTube. You'll probably find the answer there if you don't find it from your teacher, but it's always best to try and get it sorted in class because you have someone there who knows the course inside out and can try and explain it to you in a way that you understand it, as opposed to trying to do it retroactively later on. Okay, so my next one is reach out to friends. I guess this also ties into my first one about asking questions. I was saying, number one, ask your teacher, but also your friends can be really good sources. Everyone learns in different ways. So something that you're confused about might not have confused your friend, and they are a perfect person to then sort of peer educate you on it. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be something curriculum related. You could also just start a habit of reaching out to your friends for their benefit. Maybe, you know, someone is struggling or is doing so much study and they haven't been as social lately. Check in with them, see how they're doing. It's a great habit to have, to just check in once a week, even with your friends, and send them a text and say, how's everyone doing today? Anyone need my help? You know, if you leave it too long and never set up these habits or check in, then it can get really hard to sort of reach out in that way and ask people how they're feeling. So again, start slowly, make it easy, but reaching out to people, and also reaching out to people if you're struggling, is a really hard thing to do, but there's no denying that it's ultimately a good thing. So whether it's you reaching out to other people for their benefit or for your own benefit, just try to get into the habit of it. Having social contact with people is a wonderful thing, and take all the benefit that you can from it. Okay, tip number four, make a plan every day. I don't think we need to go on about this because we do it in every other single podcast, but
I think it's literally in every other podcast.
Yeah, it definitely is. So yeah, go listen to our other podcast about how to make a plan, go read the blog, go listen to every single other podcast that we have that talks about this. But it's a no-brainer to make the habit of making a plan every single day if you can. It's such a good way to start off the rest of your day and make sure that you're following all of the other habits and all of the other things that you want to get done.
Great motivator, yeah.
Yeah. Point number five, make a notes overview of a topic once you've covered it. I think that's a good habit. It's sort of an easy one to start in because it's just something that you know you do after you've done the action. So the action being revising or studying something, whether it's in class or whether it's at home by yourself. And then the new habit that you want to do is to have a notes sheet where you write out everything that you've just understood and that you've just learned. It's going to reinforce the information that you've just learned. It will be a set of notes that you can look back on later when you're revising again. So yeah, there's no downside. And I feel like that's relatively easy to incorporate into your life because you're just jotting down a couple of words after you've studied. Like, you're going to be doing the study anyway. So just remind yourself to try and do this once you're finished. And finally, this one is more physical and just about general well-being, but try and get up and move around every 30 minutes or so. Obviously, this is
not possible.
Well, I guess, yeah, in COVID, everyone is in the same room now, as far as I know. We didn't experience this personally. We would have had to get up and move around every 30 minutes or so to go to the different classrooms. I'm not sure at the moment. I think that's not the case. But yeah, when the bell rings or the new teacher comes in, you know, try and get up and move around or go to a friend that's at the other side of the room, COVID allowing. And when you're at home, then set a little alarm or have some sort of reminder that tells you to get up every 30 minutes or so to just stretch the legs and do some stretches. If your seat isn't that comfortable, maybe move your arms around and bend down and touch your toes, all of that. Just keep your muscles engaged in different ways because you will not benefit too much from sitting in the same position all day long. Just get the blood moving around again. And yeah, general good physical tips. Everyone knows this, but just it's a habit that everyone knows they should be doing. I suppose that's the thing with habits in general, right? Like, there are, everyone probably knows what good habits are, they just don't keep them or don't think to keep them. So this is your reminder to get a process in place where you stick to this habit. And it's really easy. Like, there are apps that you can get to give yourself reminders every whatever time you set. But yeah, so just try and do it. There's no downside to it. And that's it. That's the end of my list.
That's it. That's all of our study habits.
And again, those are our suggestions. You probably have some of your own ideas, maybe things that you were able to get from listening to our suggestions, or ask your friends, see if they have any, like ask them what their study routine is. You might get some really good insight there and be able to incorporate those into your own life, get their tips on how they stick to them.
Yeah, I mean, like, have a look at other people that you admire, look up on, like, on YouTube, healthy habits to have, find something that you think you want to do, or just think about it yourself. You know, what are the kind of things that would make me feel really good about myself? If I took them up and take the tips that myself and Emma were talking about earlier in the podcast about how to build up a habit and just apply it to the stuff that you really want to do. And if there's anything that we mentioned just there that you feel would be good for yourself, give them a go. Don't beat yourself up if they don't work out straight away. Just be patient, go through the process, and best of luck with it, I guess.
Yeah, and if you want to take any of these up but you're having trouble doing so, or you want more tips and advice on habits, our lovely customer service team is always on hand to try and talk you through your study life and going through the exams, all of that stuff. So please get in touch with us if you ever have any questions. You can contact us at info@studyclicks.ie. That's our email. And if you have a StudyClicks account, which I hope you do, you can message our chat, which is the same team. Like, it's also the people who will respond to you if you email us, but it's easier to chat with us, I guess, in a more informal setting if you log into your StudyClicks account and then chat with us using the button in the bottom right hand corner to chat with us. So yeah, and you can also reach Nessa at our social media channels.
Yeah, so please be following StudyClicks on everywhere on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. You can find us on any one of those by searching for StudyClicks. And give us a follow, because in addition to posting really funny stuff, in my opinion, we also post like just really great study habits and stuff that I personally think is just really useful tips that we've gotten from over the years, from students, from working with people who are great at studying teachers. You know, we're taking all this advice we've learned and we're putting it out there to students. And you know, this nice Instagram posts, TikTok videos, stuff that's just super easy to consume, you know, so why not? If you're not following us on any of our social medias already, hop to it.
Yes, and finally, if you could review us, we also love getting reviews. I feel like we haven't tried to get reviews in a while, but it really warms our hearts to hear a 5-star review. I think you can now review on Spotify,
which is
cool, because most of our listeners are on Spotify. But otherwise, Apple Podcasts, you can leave us a review there. Anywhere where you listen to us, also subscribe. Tell your friends about us. It helps us get seen. It helps us give our tips to other people, which we want to do. So that's it. Do you have anything else to say, Nessa?
If you leave a nice review, I will personally show up at your door with a bar of chocolate. That's just some incentive for you.
Make a new habit of leaving a nice review on your favorite podcast.
Disclaimer, Ness will not show up at your door with a bar of chocolate.
Yes. Okay. So thanks for listening, everyone. We will leave it there and we'll be back next time with some more tips.
Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.